This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Park County Coroner's Office has confirmed the suspected East High School shooter was found dead by his car late last night. Coroners confirmed his identity early today. Police suspect the 17-year-old killed himself, but that has not been confirmed. The vehicle was discovered on Highway 68 in Bailey, about an hour southwest of Denver. The suspect fled Denver after shooting two school administrators, leaving one in critical condition. Both are now stable. Relatives of the 10 people killed at the King Soopers shooting were joined last night by community leaders and loved ones to mark the two-year anniversary of the tragedy. Amber Carlson from the Longmont Times-Call described the memorial as somber but uplifting.
One gentleman told me he lived six blocks from the store. He and his wife would go there all the time and knew several people that worked there. And he said, you know, you just never get over it. And your heart really goes out to the community.
Amber Carlson from the Longmont Times-Call in Boulder. The Polis administration has unveiled a sweeping bill meant to lower housing costs by spurring more construction. CPR's Nathaniel Miner says it'll likely draw a fight at the Capitol.
For decades, local governments in Colorado have decided how and where to grow. That's led to a lot of sprawling single-family neighborhoods that have become extremely expensive. Governor Jared Polis is proposing the state step in and require many cities to allow denser, cheaper homes in all residential areas.
We're at a real inflection point here where we need a smart plan in an interjurisdictional way for more housing for rent and for purchase close to where jobs are and along transit lines.
The group representing Colorado cities has said they'll oppose any state attempt to take their authority. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.